Earlier today, we spoke by telephone with someone who was at the Pearl Roundabout today. We'll call her Mona. That's not her real name, though. She's a member of a human rights organization in Bahrain. She told us that this morning at the roundabout, government troops shot tear gas at the protesters.
I couldn't open my eyes. I went out, and then I went in again. Then we started pulling people from the street in whatever cars were there. We went to the nearest mosque and opened it for injured people. They were all shot directly in the face, in the head, and in the chest. And what happened in the roundabout is nothing compared to what happened in our government hospital. I was calling the doctor over there, and they were screaming. They said that they are attacking the hospital. They are cutting electricity off the ICU, the intensive care. It's horrible. This is an ethnic cleansing. Any Shia person now in this country is allowed to be killed.
Any Shiite person?
They are giving them, any Shiite person from any village, they are giving them green light to shoot. Even the doctors in the government hospital. The main thing that I'm talking now with you, that I want my voice to go out and tell you that we need help. They are killing us. We need help. Where is USA?
You might know this already, but the United States State Department has issued a statement today saying that it objects to the excessive force and violence being used against the protesters.
My dear, it's a very gentle statement compared to what's happening to us in Ukraine. We need you to do more than a statement.
What kind of help are you saying that you would need, that the people there would welcome, that wouldn't put you in more danger?
If this crime happened in a country that has no oil or money or friendship with the United States, the reaction would have been so much different. And I know that the United States can do more than giving a gentle statement about what's happening. It's a genocide.
What is it that you would want from the United States?
I think they can't force our government to stop this.
Mona, thank you. Thank you very much for talking to us. We wish you the best.
You're welcome.